Thanks, Tammy. Well, it's good to be with everyone this morning as we continue an important series on building healthy families. Last week, I talked about encouraging one another in the body of Christ and also within our families. As we encourage one another, we start to shift the culture. Though we don't shift the culture overnight, it takes a lot of intentionality and a lot of effort, and it takes sometimes even a lifetime to change the culture in our church. And though we're not fully where we want to be in many areas in our Christian life or in our church ministries, the main thing is that we are trying and that we come expectant that God will come and do that good work within us. Today, we continue an important topic and along the line of building healthy families. It's the important topic of honoring our parents, honoring our parents. Now, I know this topic is quite a hard one, especially in our generation, but I believe this message is a much-needed message if we all need to thrive towards the ultimate goal of loving God and loving people. You see, God establishes commandments. He establishes the home so that we don't feel burdened or tied down, but rather it is our delight and joy because He, in His created order, establishes the family so that human life and society may flourish and prosper. Now, before I get into this message, I want to mention that next week, I'm going to be looking at it from the perspective of the parents and how they can disciple and champion their kids in the faith. So today's message, though relevant for all, it will be addressing how children can learn to love and honor their parents. So in other words, in Chinese saying, 今天我为你们父母说话, right? Today is mainly for the parents and to encourage them, but also to teach our next generation to honor our parents. And then next week, I'm going to be looking at it from the perspective of our parents and how we can champion and disciple our kids. This is all in line with building healthier families. So today's message, titled Honoring Our Parents. Honoring Our Parents. Let's pray. God, our Father, we just give you this remaining time as we go into this important topic. Open up our spiritual eyes and our hearts to receive your word and to see that your commands are beautiful and that your commands need to be kept if we are to walk in holiness and if we are to walk in a manner that is worthy of the gospel in which you have called us to. So Lord, help us though, in our generation, in our culture, it is hard to keep this command, whether it be because of previous hurts or pains. But Lord, we know that in your providence and in your sovereignty, you have established a home, you have established our fathers and mothers to protect us, to teach us, and to ultimately guide us towards you. So help us to walk away with a greater understanding of how you have established the home and how we can honor our parents and pay the respect and love them and pray for them and champion them in their God-given identity as parents. So Lord, we thank you and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now at the church that I grew up, we had a yearly ministry to an aged care facility. Now, this aged care facility wasn't the brightest or it wasn't the most fun place to be. But every year, we would go there and play our violins, act out a Bible story, talk to these old folks for an hour or so. And they used to get very happy, right? They used to pinch our cheeks, give us chocolates. They used to talk to us a lot. And sometimes they would go for a long time. And then the assistants would come out and be like, okay, it's time to go to bed. But as far as I could remember, we did this every year, all the way till I was a late teen. Now, these places weren't that fun, all right? Because in my context, you can imagine, you know, we like the Lego store, or we like places that are bright and stimulating. But these places, the aged care facilities, was dark, it was gloomy, and a lot of the people there, they looked quite upset. Some slept during the plays and when we were playing violin, some just stared outside the window. And honestly, when you heard some of their stories and when you hear these assistants tell their stories, some of these stories were very, very upsetting. Some of these elderly folks were left at these aged care facilities by their kids, and the kids would never return to visit them. And I was quite sad hearing these stories, and it made me quite upset. And I was always talking to my parents afterwards, like, why? Why would anyone do this? This is such an upsetting place. And then my dad and mom would capitalize on my emotions and use this to tell me after every visit, when you leave us here, are you going to visit us? And then as a kid, you know, you feel upset. Like, of course, there's no way I'm going to just leave you here. I will always visit. And then my parents would say, well, that's good. You honor us. You respect us. In Chinese, they go, 你很好,你尊重我们. And they all say, we raised you. We fed you. You know, you came out of the womb, you were ugly. We took you in, right? All this toxic guilt trip. So I always felt this heavy burden to honor and love my parents for the rest of my life. And what better way than to honor them than to do what they told me to do? So honor to me when I was a kid was listening, 听话, doing what they said, not putting the family name to shame. That was my limited understanding of honor. Honor was 听话. In English, it's listen to their words. And it didn't help because one of my favorite movies growing up was The Last Samurai. And for those of you who have watched The Last Samurai by Tom Cruise, the movie was all about honor, how to honor the code. And the whole focus was on loyalty. So no matter where you go, no matter what happens, you always return to your roots because you have to be loyal. And so that's what I thought honor was, being loyal. So I went on this journey as a teenager and I was constantly thought to myself, well, to honor my parents is to be loyal to them. Even when they mess up, even when they make big mistakes as pastors, as parents, I have to be loyal at all costs. I remember when I was a teenager and my parents made a decision and some people were like angry at my parents and then I was defending my parents at all costs. And they just said, Ben, you're just too loyal to your parents. I was like, well, that's my way of honoring them. And I think a lot of us can relate to my experience, and especially in our Asian culture, we have a very strong emphasis on respecting and honoring our elders, even though sometimes they may be wrong. And I don't think that's helpful. So today, I want to explore this topic of honoring our parents from a biblical perspective, because it's an important topic because God gives us this command. And if we are able to have an accurate understanding of what true honor is, I believe our homes will be healthier and the way we go about treating one another within the home will be how God intended. Now, before the Israelites conquered Canaan, the promised land, God gave them a list of commandments to set them apart. So the first five commandments, it's all about loving God. And the sixth to tenth commandment, it's all about loving one another. So today we're looking at the fifth commandment, which is honoring our parents. And the reason why God did this was because his people were to be separate from other nations. They were to walk in his commandments. And these commandments were to set them apart so that when people saw the people of God, they would be like, ah, they're different. And they will come to know Yahweh for themselves. So today we're going to look at one of these commandments within these Ten Commandments, the fifth commandment, honoring your parents. So if you have your Bibles, turn to Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. And then get Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3 ready as well. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Honor your father and mother, then you will live a long, full life in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Now this is repeated in the New Testament by the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you and you will have a long life on the earth. You see, the commands that we see here in Scripture is that there are certain obligations for children towards their parents among God's people. And the reason why there is such a command is because God, in his order and design, has set up a hierarchy in the human family. And for God's people, they had a responsibility to obey that authority structure. The command then was to honor their parents. The word honor signifies something to be of heavy, of great value, and of worth. In other words, a child should not take his or her parents lightly or think lightly of them. They must hold them in high regard, esteem, and of great value. Now, this is more than just an attitude issue. It is a command that requires total obedience because parents are God's instruments to the lives of their children. God instituted the family from Genesis all the way to the New Testament and today so that human society can flourish within the home. But it's fair to say that we have seen a great cultural shift away from the institution of families. Historians say that in the 1960s, in a decade of anti-establishment, anti-government, anti-military, one of the things that was chucked aside and probably the most significant institution was the family. And so inevitably, what happened was the cultural shifts of those times impacted the way a young person would look at authority, not to mention parental authority. And bit by bit, what would happen is that in these shifts in culture, it started to contribute to communication breakdowns between parent and child, and only adding more to this complex relationship between parent and child. And I saw this play out, actually, because I remember hearing growing up among older brothers and sisters at church and cousins about this term generation gap. It was a term that described the distance between parent and child. So I would often hear, well, my parents live in a different era. They're from a different generation. They're outdated. They don't know what stresses we have now. Nothing much has really changed, has it? You still hear a lot of that talk right now. And so as each generation continues, what happens? Further divide between parent and child. Less communication between parent and child. When there's less communication, what is the end result? You do your own thing, I do my own thing. You don't understand me, I don't understand you. Ultimately, why do I have to hold you in higher esteem or value? But if we go deeper than surface value, I think ultimately it's an issue with our hearts. Because the command to honor our parents goes against our very human nature. It's so hard to keep. You ask any kid right now, or you observe any kid, or you even reflect on your own childhood growing up, how many times have you rebelled against your parents or said no, no, no to bedtime or eating your veggies? Right? We have this innate tendency to just rebel and say no. French reformer John Calvin says, this command of honoring one's parents strongly conflicts with the depravity of our human nature, a nature that desires power and bears submission grudgingly. I've talked to many parents and you ask them, what their kids like to say the most. No. The other day when I was at Costco, this mom was like, okay, follow me. No. Don't touch it. No. Everything's no. Even now, as adult children, right? As adults. When my parents tell me to do something, my first response is to say no. Even though they make logical sense, my first response is just to say no. I do, and even if I have to do it, I do it unwillingly. Who can relate? Now, when I talk about obedience and honor, there's one caveat to this command. All right, don't misunderstand me and think I'm advocating that we need to be yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir, that kind of people. And you know, when they say jump, we don't ask how high, we just jump, right? I'm not saying that. Parents can commit evil and harmful things to children. Doesn't mean we just blindly obey, right? The person in authority in this context is a person that needs to represent the covenant of God. They need to walk in God's way, keep his command. So if a parent authority figure goes against commands and laws of God, tries to lead their children away from obedience to the Heavenly Father, then I believe then one doesn't have to keep this command. But I believe in our context, in our culture today, this is not the majority of cases, right? A lot of us, it's fair to say, through pastoring you guys for the last couple of years, we don't have parents that are alcoholics or abusive. So in that case, how can we honor our parents? How do we keep this commandment to love God and love people and honor our parents? I want to talk about three practical ways this morning about how we can go about honoring our parents. And the first one is this. We honor our parents by respecting their position. We honor our parents by respecting their position. In Leviticus chapter 19, verse 3, it says this, Each of you must show great respect for your mother and father, and you must always observe the Sabbath, days of rest, for I am the Lord your God. Each of you must respect his mother and father. How does one respect their mother and father? Well, you show respect through your hand gestures, through your body gestures, through your attitude. Even when you're not in their presence, the way you talk about them to other family members, the way you think of them when they're not around, that's how you show respect. You show respect also by not speaking evil of them. We live in a day and age where it's considered noble or fun to air grievances. It's almost therapeutic to air out dirty laundry. Yet the Bible warns us that we owe honor and respect to all those God has placed over us, including our parents. When our parents tell us to clean the room, when our parents tell us to wash the dishes, when our parents tell us to stop playing games, what is our attitude? I often hear parents sharing with me that kids either scream at them, ignore their instruction, and continue to do their own thing, or even talk back to them and slam the door. It's actually very disrespectful. And I've seen many parents in tears in my office crying over the way the children speak to them. Yes, our parents may not be up to date with the latest trends or fads. They may not fully understand our mental well-being and all that. But at the end of the day, the key point is this. When we respect them, we are ultimately trusting God. Why? Because we have to trust in the one who is wise, sovereign, and has a plan for us. He chose our mother's womb as our first home. He wove in characteristics, traits, DNA from our parents to form us. Teachers in our lives will come and go. Bosses will come and go. Friends will come and go. But our parents will always be our parents. Out of the literal billions of options, he chose this mother and father for you. So we must understand that it is God who has given us our parents. It is God who has given them this authority over us to help us walk in his ways, to help us grow mature in Christ Jesus. Hence, that's why we need to show respect to them in the way we talk, the way we answer, the way we respond. And when we respect them, what we are doing is ultimately we are respecting God. Because out of the literal billions of options, God chose this mother, this father for us. Second point, as your parents grow older, you honor them by providing for their needs. You honor them by providing for their needs. You know, when I was at the old folks' home, I couldn't tell you how many people I came across who were left there without their kids coming to visit them. I often had conversations with people who worked in these retirement homes, and they know the full picture and the full story. A lot of these kids just want to pursue their own careers, start to get busy with work and want to go on holidays, that they neglect the care of their parents. One lady was just constantly sitting near the window, looking outside the window. And then I asked the assistant, I said, is she okay? She's like, well, no. She was left here 5 years ago and she thought her parents, her kids will come and visit her. So she waits there every single morning for her kids to come back to visit. The Apostle Paul in his letter to young Timothy talks about the need for children to care for their parents, for it pleases the Lord. Turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 3 to 4. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 3 to 4. The Apostle Paul says this, take care of any widow who has no one else to care for. But if she has children or grandchildren, their first responsibility is to show godliness at home and repay their parents by taking care of them. Here the Apostle Paul spoke to children and grandchildren who had the means and responsibility to care for aged parents or grandparents. When one helps and provides for them, one is showing true piety and godliness. Second, Paul saw the giving of this care as repayment for the earlier care which children had received from their parents. I knew a family that could no longer look after their elderly dad. It was too hard for him to be at home without assistance in getting up, going to the shower and all that stuff. It was more helpful for them to place him at an aged care facility. And they did. But what they did was they dedicated a couple days during the week to go to have conversation with him. Sometimes it would be half a day. It would be whole weekends. And people would look from the outside in and be like, hey, you really honor your dad. Hey, I'm surprised you spend so much time with your dad. Your dad must be really happy. They were showing their godliness by respecting their parents and by providing for them at a good aged care center, but also giving intentional time to them. Another way we can provide and care for our parents is by providing for them financially. When we were young, think about it, our parents provided for us. Think about all the things your parents have given you, spent on you, clothes, education, food, cars, holidays, medical bills, college fees. Like even now, even though my baby is only 3 months old, the amount of diapers I've bought. When parents grow old, it is then the roles and responsibilities are reversed. Christian sons and daughters are responsible for the financial care of their helpless parents and grandparents. And we start small. When I first started working in corporate, I would use a bit of my salary and I would buy desserts for my parents. Though my parents were still working, when I took them out to the restaurant, I would foot the bill. Even when I was in ministry, if I would go outside preaching and I would get a donation from the church, I would give half of that donation to Ruth's parents and I would give the other half of donations to my parents. And I did this for years. My parents didn't need the money, but what was important was that they had this assurance. And they often said to me, Ben, because you're doing this now, we have assurance that you won't neglect us in the future. I'm instilling my heart to give back to my parents. Not only am I thinking of them, praying for them, but I'm also giving back financially to them, instilling in my own heart the need to look after my parents. Even though now I'm not in close proximity with my parents, and a lot of you, when we go off to college or work and move to a new place, you need to be constantly thinking of ways to show appreciation to your parents. Third point, we honor them by extending forgiveness and grace. We honor our parents by extending forgiveness and grace. Let me ask you this question. Who's met a perfect parent? No one. That's the reality. I thought I was going to be the perfect parent. All right? 3 months in, I can't tell you the amount of times I've lost my patience when she's crying at 3 a.m. and the amount of times I've dropped my phone on her face. The fact is, there are no perfect parents. All parents have fallen short of their children's expectations. Our parents have sinned against us. They've said really mean things to us. And even now, as I say this, you just get upset thinking about the stuff that your parents have said to you in the past. They've made unwise decisions. They have had unrealistic expectations of us. They have said things that deeply wound us. And for that reason, many children grow up to be bitter and controlled by anger, wanting to get revenge on their parents and because of their past mistakes. Perhaps the most important way to honor our parents is to forgive them. The fact is, there's no perfect parent. All parents fall short of their children's expectations. We need to forgive them. You know, many parents have said to me, I find it so hard to forgive my parents. I can't tell you the amount of times my parents have wounded me or hurt me. Let me tell you a personal story. I can't tell you the amount of times, literally, my parents have laughed at me or said things that were demotivating and the amount of times I was hit by my parents. There was a running joke in my big family back in Melbourne. Every time someone got disciplined among the cousins, you know what they would say? They would say, ha, still don't get hit as much as Ben does. That was the running joke because everyone knew I got hit the most. Church aunties and uncles would come up to me and say to me in Chinese, oh, 你小时候的时候真惨,被爸爸打得超厉害. That was the running joke. Someone gets disciplined, oh, still didn't get hit as much as Ben. And honestly, for me, it's been a personal journey as a Christ follower and as thinking about how much I got disciplined by my parents. I've come to realize I must forgive them. I must forgive my parents. Because ultimately, as I follow Christ, as I grow in intimacy with Christ, I remember that I serve and I love a forgiving Savior. You know, in the Bible, we see Jesus, his own willingness to forgive the ones who had wounded him. And in the very moment his hands were nailed to that cross, Jesus says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing." Standing at the foot of the cross and considering such a Savior that we have, who are we to withhold forgiveness from our parents? We honor our parents by extending forgiveness and grace to them. Now, I know this is probably the hardest point to swallow for many of us. And yes, I agree this is a complex issue, and I can't fully understand the things that our parents have said or done to you. But one way to look at this is this. Study your parents and pick out the areas in which you can properly honor them. Yes, they may have stuffed up in many areas, but let me tell you a story. My dad growing up was a very busy person. He led a big church. He was very strict. He was constantly stressed with church stuff, same as my mom. And from young, our relationship was always, because I'm the dad and you're the kid, listen to me regardless of what I say. And in fact, I cannot remember a time when we had deep, meaningful conversations. And even if we did, it was about church matters. So I always had to listen to him, no questions asked. But then I determined in my life to start to pick out the areas in which I could honor and admire him. So I started to observe. My dad and mom, they really loved people at church. They were extremely generous to people with their time and money. When I looked at the problems of all the families, I looked at how my parents took time to solve them. I looked at how my parents woke up in the middle of the night to attend to these people, save people from suicide, save people from alcoholic issues, whatever. I saw that my parents were kind, compassionate. And I saw that my parents were loving shepherd. Bit by bit, as I observed this and I started to appreciate them, all my hate and resentment started to fade away. We need to dig out the gold in our parents. And when we find that gold, we celebrate it. Even though it may be small, we celebrate it. So as I wrap it up, as God's people, we have to live in such a way that reflects his image, his goodness, and his holiness. And the command of honoring your parents calls every child today to show honor to their parents. And he calls us to honor them as an outflow of honoring him ultimately as a Savior. And trusting that in his great plan, in his great wisdom and sovereignty, he has prepared everything for us beautifully, including our fathers and our mothers. And he calls us to be people who respect his decision. And we can do that by respecting our parents. So the first one point to recap was honor them by respecting their position over us. Ultimately, when you respect them, you are respecting God and his decision. Second, honor them by providing for their needs. Do what you can within your own means. Start now rather than later. Because when you start now, you start to instill in your heart and you give your parents the assurance that one day, though they may get old, you will love them and you will provide for them. Third, honor them by extending forgiveness and grace. Though, yes, it may be hard, appreciate the things that they do well and focus in on that. You see, the older our parents get, the more determined we should be in looking after them. We should care for them, compassionately love them as they age, because parents are never a burden. They are always a blessing. God instituted the family. God gave us our parents. Therefore, it is a great blessing for you and I. So today, are your parents still living? Are they still breathing? How's your relationship with your parents? Do you make room in your schedule, in your time, in your finances to honor them? When you were young, they most likely served you. They met every need. Are you returning the favor? If today I grabbed you guys and said, and grabbed your parents and asked them this question, do you feel honored by your son or daughter? How would your parents respond? Make sure that we always know how much we love and respect them. God will honor you if you honor your parents. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this beautiful command in which you have commanded us to honor our parents. Though yes, it may be complex, though it may be hard, but ultimately as we honor them, We are honoring you and your decision over us. Lord, we thank you that you have given us this command. We thank you that it's been repeated all throughout the New Testament of obeying our parents. Lord, help us to have a heart of submission, to love and to care for them, even though when it's hard. But Lord, you teach us to love and forgive. You teach us to try our best, even when it's hard. Because if we step into obedience, Lord, you bless us and you teach us your ways. So Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you that you have established the home. And Lord, help each and every one of us here in this community, those tuning in our home, to love and respect their parents. Not later on, but starting right now, starting today. Lord, we pray all this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.